This is GQDN for Thursday, August 1st, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. The really good stuff. Really good stuff. Get as many as what you want. Put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some sales going on. We got some esports news as well. We got a little bit of PlayStation news, but we're gonna talk about Xbox first. Because according to GamesRadar.com, Xbox was at Gamescom and they promoted a game called Descenders 2, but somebody said that the game does not exist. And the publisher No More Robots company director, Mike Rose, was the one that said that, because Xbox was promoting the game, the potential game, at Gamescom. So Mike Rose got up on Twitter and said, FYI, Xbox is mistaken with the Gamescom announcement. Descenders 2 does not exist. I have asked them to remove it from the list. Waiting to hear back from them. So, Xbox did not say anything, but on the new Descenders website, there's a countdown to a video to a what next for Descenders. So will there be a Descenders 2? We shall see. But we'll stick with Xbox, because Pure Xbox did say that they are focused on a console, PC, and mobile. Now, that was the Microsoft CEO, Satya Nadella, and she did say that, but Satella did say that while they were talking to the investors for the quarter four fiscal breakdown, and they were also talking about the current goals for Xbox now. So Satella did say, quote, "For us, our investment in gaming fundamentally was to have, I would say, the right portfolio for both what we love about gaming and always have loved about gaming, which is Xbox, and the content for the console, and expand from there so that we have content for everywhere people play games, starting with the PC." Now, they also talked about the Activision Blizzard acquisition that was letting the company do some things with the video games and such. So, for the quote, "So, when I think about the Activision portfolio, it comes with great assets for us to cover both PC and the console. And then, of course, assets to cover mobile sockets, which we have never had. So we feel that now we have both the content and the ability to access traditional high-scale platforms where people play games, which is console, PC, and mobile. But we're also excited about the new sockets, right?" End quote. Now, PlayStation is being scrutinized because of the layoffs that they have within PlayStation, and that's according to PlayStationLifestyle.net. And they've been looking at the situation on social media and the gaming forums. And PlayStation's acquisition of Bungie was revolving around Sony's live service thinking. And Sony did cancel a number of the live service projects, with Bungie being a single project studio. So reports do say that Sony did give Bungie an ultimatum to stop spending money before the layoffs hit. And the studio's upper management was failing to accomplish that because Bungie said that they were underperforming in Destiny 2. So Jeff Grubb got up on Twitter and said, quote, "Herman Hulst runs Bungie now. Madrogo asked a question, quote, 'Have you heard anything on this?' Jeff Grubb answered, 'Also, they attempted to soften the blow by sending many people from Bungie into Sony Entertainment instead of just cutting them. I thought the number of jobs lost was going to be closer to 350. But that's not the only issue with PlayStation. According to PlayStationLifestyle.net, PlayStation fans may have found a new studio. And that's where Sony basically announced a new PlayStation studio. And the fans are now piecing together some of the clues to figure out what that studio is. Now, 3 years ago, Sony had a partnership with a studio called Deviation Games, which was led by the Call of Duty developer Jason Blundell. Now, Deviation was supposed to create a AAA game, but that didn't happen. And Deviation Games shut down this past March. So back in May this year, the deviation developer did write to LinkedIn and said that, quote, "A lot of previous Deviation Games employees have set up their own studio at Sony working on an undisclosed new IP," end quote. And Blundell is leading the studio. Now, when it came to Bungie, well, they were referring to the Deviation team and the IP that this former Deviation team working on. Maybe a science fantasy type of game, we shall see. Well, what's up? But we gotta talk about one, we gotta talk about all three of them. Nintendo is offering 2 months of Switch Online membership renewals. Why? According to Eurogamer, it's the Mega Multiplayer Festival. So if you resub to Nintendo Switch Online, you'll get 2 extra months of the membership for free. So if you get a 12-month subscription, you'll be credited for 14 months. And there may be some other bonuses as well, such as gold points available in the eShop, and some Nintendo Store purchases from August 5th to August 18th. So we shall see what happens. Now, in a little bit of a more PlayStation news, I let this one slip a little bit. My bad. Kotaku did say that the PlayStation Plus lineup is now available, and that will be LEGO Star Wars Skywalker Saga, Five Nights at Freddy Security Breach, Ender Lilies, Cutest of the Nights, like that. I'm sorry if I screwed the name, but that's it. So there'll be some things coming to PlayStation. Ubisoft, according to GameSpot, did announce the NFL Primetime Fantasy, and that'll be a mobile game that'll be tied to the live NFL games. And this will be a mobile free-to-play fantasy football title via the NFL partnership. And the gameplay will tie into live games as people play and as the NFL players play. Now, this will allow players to make calls during the games, and you could swap out players from the bench at the right time, and the players, being us, who makes the best game time calls will get some big time boosts on the fantasy scores. They'll be able to compete online against friends or on a global leaderboard. So we'll see what happens. Now we get to the esports corner, and according to HLTV, Ninjas in Pajamas beat Cloud9. And this was in the Blast Premier Fall Groups, because they beat Cloud9, Mirage 4-13, Ancient 13-11, and Anubis 13-11. Now the Ninjas in Pajamas will now go up against FaZe in the next series, and Cloud9 is now going to the Fall Showdown. So we shall see what happens with that. Now, Esports Insider got a nice little look at the studio in Saudi Arabia. So, there's going to be a couple different camera shots. They have one shot where three people will be sitting in the chairs in front of a purple screen. And it looks like there's going to be another shot where people might be on a couch. So it'll be a different screen look. Now, they also showed what the players will be seeing, at least somewhat. Or what the backstage will be seeing. I'm sorry, not the players, but this is going to be the different camera shots that they'll be looking at backstage, because that's where the producer is going to be for the events. So, some interesting looks. Very well done. But they're going to need some equipment, and if they wait a little bit, well, PCGamesN.com did say that AMD's gaming GPU sales are now plummeting, because AMD announced that the revenue from the gaming segment has dropped by 59% year over year. So, AMD Radeon chips are also used for the PC graphics cards, but some of the custom chips are also made for the consoles, such as PlayStation 5, and even those sales are on decline. So, we shall see what happens. Maybe they'll go on sale. Maybe they'll bring the prices down, because if they bring their prices down, you might see some sales stuff. Well, let's get to what those things could actually play, such as NBA 2K25, because it's going to get some dribble engine, because 2K did release its courtside report with some of the focus on gameplay, at which 2K will release the game on September 6th for PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox Series X and X, Xbox One and PC, and the PC version of the current generation console version for the first time. Interesting. And the new Dribble engine is being introduced into the Pro Play, and that might just enhance the real-world animation, because Pro Play will have 9,000 new animations and 1,500 new dribbling animations, along with new signature shots and so forth. So if you play basketball video game, then you might have fun with this. And if you like Ace Attorney, NintendoLife.com did say that the Ace Attorney Investigations Collection, that be on Switch, is available up on Amazon right now at $40. But there was a bit of a talk between the developers, Tsunuki Nishida, Kenji Hashimoto, and Janet Hsu. So we don't have time to do some quotes here, but if you're a Patreon and you're in our Discord, the article is in the GN show notes. It's a good article, too. Now, if you want to have some fun in the sun, well, Street Fighter VI might have your number, because with the new Fighting Pass feature on both PlayStation 4 and 5, there's a new Sunny Samba theme, and there'll be some more elaborate avatar gear and an emote, along with some other things that you could get. So go have fun with that. The PlayStation. And a hardcore gamer also said, well, if you don't have a PlayStation, there's some more humble bundle things. Because there are 18 LEGO games that are on discount right now. That include LEGO Star Wars, The Skywalker Saga is also a part of the bundle. So if you pay about $15, you'll get all 18 games, which includes Incredibles, Harry Potter, DC, Lord of the Rings, and the Marvel series. For $15, all of them, good stuff. Oh, Famatsu also said that here's hardware sales and some of the game sales as well. Now this is all in Japan, but kind of gives you an idea of how things are going with the companies right now. Switch OLED, almost 37,000 units. The PS4, 20,000 units. Switch Lite, 12,000 units. Switch, original Switch, 8,000 units. PS5 Digital, about 5,500 units. 5,500, you should say. Xbox Series X, 5,200 units. Xbox Series S, about 400 units. And PlayStation 4, about 94 units. And some of the games that were being sold in Japan: One Piece Odyssey Deluxe Edition, Powerful Pro Baseball, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, and the Nintendo World Champions NES Edition. Powerful Pro Baseball is number one. Luigi's Mansion 2 HD is number five. So on and so forth. People, there will be no show tomorrow, and unless things change, no show on Saturday, all due to personal reasons. So, for now, I bid you adieu. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.